Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What's going on, crypto family? So today we got Sean Chin. He is the founder of Black Hat. So awesome to have you, man. So kind of tell us, you know, who you are and what you do.
I'm Sean Chin. Yeah, and we have been in the gaming industry in 15 years, more than 15 years. And we built several successful games in China, web game. And that makes hundreds and millions RMB revenue.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. Native currency.
Yeah. Gotcha. So we have experience in gaming industry.
What's been the biggest game you guys have made so far?
We call it. We have the Chinese name. I can call it Le Xue Jiang Hu. Yeah. It makes us at 40 million RMB per month. Yeah. Revenue.
Right. Awesome, man. Very cool. So now you guys are taking your experience in building games for, I guess, like regular use to now to the blockchain, right?
So you guys are building
games on the blockchain. How's that going? Like, what's the community size look like? Is there any out there right now we can start playing on?
Yeah, we are still playing on it. Because we are developers, we figure out that there is some main issues of the gaming industry, you know? Because most of revenue cut out by the publishers and the channels, right? Like Steam, like Apple, like EA, right?
Yeah, take all the money.
Yeah, they take the money away, right? And the developers can get a few of them, right? But which the developers, they create the most of the value of the industry.
Yeah.
Almost all of the value is come from the developers, right?
They're making the games, right?
Yeah. So because we are developers, we are paying off it. Yeah, we get enough of this. So at the end of 2017, right, we came out with the idea we can make the game on blockchain, right? Because once you put the game on the chain, the assets is on the chain, and the ownership of the game will change, right? The players who hold the tokens, hold the assets on the chain, they own the game, but not by the company, some company, because...
So the players... own the game, and the developers are the ones that get paid?
Yeah.
How do you make money?
Exciting part of this, if the Steam give all the revenue to the developers, they will bankrupt, right?
Right.
They get nothing, not a penny. But in the blockchain area, once the player gets the assets, we will let them trade the assets, you know? Mm-hmm. Like gain coins, like tokens. There is a website called OP Skin. You know that? Players can check the digital assets on it. And we can cut the transaction fee. And if the developer put their game on-chain, there will be on-chain operation. There will also be gas fee. So we can make benefit from this transaction fee and these other service fees, right? You need to know that for nowadays, the global market of gaming is about $150 billion USD per year. It's a huge revenue. If we can cut a part of it become to the blockchain area and make the assets flow in the industry from player to player,
right?
Then we can make the revenue.
It's awesome, profit. Man.
Yeah.
So, you know, I guess just one of the basic questions is, you know, like with Neo, how do you actually put a game on the blockchain if it doesn't meet, you know, kind of the scalability and the speed now?
Yeah.
So it's you got some sidechains. What do you got?
It's a good question.
What's private? What's public?
Got a Zoro chain that we called Zoro chain. Zoro chain.
Zoro.
This guy is quick and small, right? So it's quick, right? And so we make the Zoro chain is based on the new technology, but we change the consensus algorithm and the networking, and we doing some change, right? We make the block generation less than 1 second, which means if you have some on-chain operation, you can get your result less than 1 second.
Okay. So are you going to help Neo make version 3.0? Because it sounds like you already made a better Neo, right?
No. Because let me explain this way. In some part, we are doing a work. We are still work on. And the public chain, like Neo, they need a concern of many issues, many things, because they are, the chain is in general purpose, right? We are working on the game, right? Sure. We have on-chain and off-chain operations with our virtual machine. We have a net core extend for the VM of the smart contract, you know? So some part of the on-chain computing, we are take it off-chain because it's too cost. If the computing is on-chain, is cost too many resources, right? So we are combine this together. So we achieve a centralized game experience on the decentralized game based on blockchain. So the Zoro chain response speed can speed up because we have a multi-chain group. That means there is a one chain for one app, so it's separate. But service as in the same network, you know, one node can mining on several application chains, and we have a root chain manage it. So this is how we can get higher TPS and the faster response speed without a traffic jam.
So every app on its own chain,
yeah.
Every user on its own chain, every user on its own chain.
No,
every just
user,
every app?
Just the app.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Awesome, man. And so for people to learn more, where can they go?
We have a website, official website in blackhat, blackhat.game. This is our game platform. And also we have a GitHub for the Zoro chain.
All right.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, you can search. We are open source, right? You can search Zoro chain on GitHub.
All right, so Zoro chain on GitHub.
Yeah.
Blackhat.io, or is it?
Dot game.
Dot game.
Yeah, blackhat.game.
Gotcha. Very cool, man. Well, it's been fascinating hearing about what you're doing, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah, so, thank you.
Thanks for making time for us.
Hey, peeps, just a friendly reminder. Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. God bless you. Love you. Until the next one, talk to you soon.